És akkor ő is működik?
Igen.
De most már ő is hova van?
Persze.
Nem kapcsolt ki semmi? So then, finally we can start it. Everybody, good morning. Okay. As I can see, not everybody is here. Not everybody is here. How many people are absent today?
Two, three.
Two, three people. Okay. Do you know anything about them?
They are in Austria, I think. Yes. Two of
in
them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In Beige. In Vienna. Yeah, in Vienna. Okay. Yeah. Why are they there?
They are singing.
Like always. Like always. Okay, and there is one more person who is absent today?
She's in hospital,
yeah. Okay, so we are thinking of her. I promised her last week. Yeah, hopefully the operation will be okay for her.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, okay, so everybody please keep your fingers crossed for her. Okay, and now that finally we can get down to work. And then I'm just showing you a picture. So look at the screen. And our topic is today, so there are some question marks. So look at the picture and tell me what the topic can be. What comes to your mind about it, Shaila? Jobs, yes. Anything else?
Job.
Okay, so let's see. So why exactly the topic, I mean job and work, came to your mind about the picture?
Because here is a group of people who are dressed up due to each workplace, and then we can think about jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now then, you said we can think about jobs. Okay, so what kind of jobs?
Police.
And let's start from here, okay? So what are they wearing? Yeah, costumes, as you said, a uniform, yes. Okay, now let's start from here. Can you recognize him?
As a plumber or something.
Yeah. What kind of worker is he? Okay. Let's see, this person, or this one here.
Doctor, office workers.
Okay, collectively, what do you call them?
White collar workers.
Okay, and now if you just have a look at them, do you think that they are Hungarian workers? Not really. Why don't you think so, Gergő?
Because...
Well, did you say that?
There is a black people.
Yes, a black person there. Yes, very good. Okay.
And the Hungarian uniforms are different.
Okay, right. And there is a black person, as you said. Okay, and now don't you think that in Hungary there can be black people as well? It's rare. It's still rare, right? It's still rare. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Yeah. So this is our topic today. Do you think that it's a hard topic or an easy one for you?
It's a great one, but we can say something in the advanced topic too. So we can say that it's an advanced topic. Because everyone is so everyone works.
But
mm-hmm.
there are many things we have to cover.
Yes, okay, so it's a kind of detailed topic, a kind of complex topic, right? And now that if you remember, last time I asked you to make grouping, right? So groups at different levels, okay? You had to collect something. Do you remember, Levi? Do you remember that we had to collect something?
Yes.
Okay, you worked in pairs, right? You worked in pairs. Okay, now let's see, what did you collect? Okay, so let's make a brainstorm. Okay, so you can take your exercise book and now let's check what you collected. So you had the basic level, right? You had the basic level. And now let's see, what did we learn at the basic level about this topic? Do you remember anything or what did you collect?
Your parents, maybe. And what type of jobs do you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, different religion, yeah, okay.
We have learned about the importance of education, of school, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's a kind of basic level?
Just to mention the school.
Yeah, okay, so yes. Marching towards the intermediate one, yeah, it depends on what you're talking about, yes?
The salary.
The salary, yes, okay. Mm-hmm. What else?
Free time activities, maybe.
Okay, so let's see, if you are talking about work, then how does it come to your mind, the free time activity? In what way?
With the
workers that they ask they can get a day off when they are just relaxing and rest or mm-hmm. do their free time activities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you remember last year? We've covered the topic about work and life balance. Do you remember this one? Yeah, so it was about free time activities. Yeah, work and free time, work and life. Yeah. Okay, and which was more? Work or life?
Work.
Work, of course. Yeah, you spend more time working than relaxing, unfortunately, in Hungary. Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see the intermediate level. So, Gerli, what did you find at the intermediate level about this topic?
Unemployment.
Do you agree with Kago that it's at the intermediate level? Yeah, it's going towards the advanced one. Uh-huh. Yes, please.
In the intermediate level, we covered the steps of how to get a job.
Yes, the steps of how to get a job. Okay, so then I would like to show you. So let's start and now let's see if you agree with the first step. Do you agree with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, how to start look for a job? Okay. Who can recognize? Who can recognize it? Whose PPT is it?
Hmm. Maybe
it's mine. Is it yours? Are you sure? You don't remember. Okay. It was a long time ago when you just sent it to me by email. If you remember. Okay. Maybe as we are going on, maybe you will recognize it. Okay, so Nushi is trying to guess it. Okay, so let's see, looking for a job. So I would like you to tell me what options are there when you want to get a job. What steps? So this is the first step then?
Yes, so you can go to work job centers, or you can look for a job in a magazine or mm-hmm. newspaper.
What do you call it when you are just searching in a magazine or in a newspaper? What is it?
Advertisement.
Advertisement, yes. So you are looking for a job advertisement, yes? Okay. And job centers, and there is one more. Oh, of course. And which one do you think is more common?
Yeah.
Of course, today, so the modern way. Modern way. Okay, yes, so you can see it on the slide. And look at the one of the part of the slide. What can you see there? What can you read there? Can you read it? Who are they looking for? Mm-hmm. Young people. What company is it? What kind of company is it?
Pizza
Hut. Yeah, yeah. Chain of restaurants. That's right. And who are they looking for? So let's see the job. Okay. So try to concentrate on the job. Who are they looking for?
University young people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Age between 18 and
30. Yes, okay. And now then, what else can you read then? So what can you read in a job advertisement? So the age?
Share
requirements.
Uh-huh. Okay, what requirements can you read there?
The skills that you should have, for example, English skills.
What's there? Look at it. Look at the slide.
Qualification.
Yes, okay. What else? What else can you read there?
Working hours.
Working hours, yes, okay.
Where can you go for interviews?
Uh-huh, yes, the interviews mentioned as well, right, very good. Okay, mm-hmm. And now then, do you think that it's a kind of part-time job or a kind of full-time job? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Right, so you had some information, okay, online or in a job center or in a job advertisement, and now let's, what did it do? So look at the next step. So you found something. What do you have to do? Chris, did you recognize it? It's yours, yeah, you are right. Okay, you are right. Okay. So I used it, but there are some additional infos in it. Okay, so let's see the next step then. So you said that there are different steps.
You have to send them your letter of application and your CV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what information do you put into these documents?
Experience.
So who are they about, these documents?
Absolutely.
Who are you?
So, the one to apply for the job.
Okay. Who applies for the job, who is that person?
Applicant.
Still you are an applicant, be careful, still an applicant. Okay, Shana.
Personal information, like birthday and where did you born?
Where were you born? Yeah, okay, so personal information is very good, yeah. So these are your personal data, right? Personal data and about qualification, but they are, of course, personal data, right? Okay, application letter. So you cannot read it, and I don't want you to read it. We have read, we have done, we have covered it, we have written them. So I don't want to get into details about it, just in a very few details. So let's see, an application letter. What it should be like.
Why do you want to work there?
Wait a minute, what kind of a letter is it?
It's a very formal
one. Formal one, that's right. Okay, so can you just list up some things that you have to use when you are writing a formal letter? What are the most important?
Paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
You mustn't use a shorthand.
Mm-hmm.
Polite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Polite, a formal language, yes? What else? Yes, very good, yeah. Okay, so it's a formal writing, yes, of course, and you have to use a special language, right? Special language, useful phrases. Can you just list up some, can you just recall some useful phrases in the application letter?
Yes,
sir.
That's
the
Yours
respectfully. What about the introducing formula in the letter?
I'm planning to apply for.
Yes, okay, and how do you finish it? What about the ending formula? Wait a minute, somebody asked me.
I look forward to your answer.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. And now then, you want to get the job. How can you motivate them to choose you in the letter? Okay, or?
And write a lot of positive things about you.
Of course. Yes, positive things and?
Just positive things,
of course. Yes, okay, and what else?
How skillful you are.
Yes, and you are the most suitable person, right? And why are you the most suitable person for them? You just put some positive adjectives about yourself, right? And then you try to push them, to encourage them to choose you, right?
You mustn't be shy.
Of course, yeah. And now then, do you think that you can just lie a bit in these kind of letters?
Sure, yes.
Yes, okay. So half-truths, right? So not lies, but half-truths, okay? Just half-truths. Yeah, maybe you have a kind of hobby which is very motivating for you, but maybe you don't do that or you can't do that. But you can just put it there, right? Okay, right. Yes. So, and do you remember what kind of CV have we used when I showed you? Do you remember? What kind of a sample I show you?
The American type.
American type? No. Yes, the Europass. That's it. Yeah. So use the Europass one. That's it. So use the Europass. Okay, so let's go on. What do you think that comes next? What slide comes next? So looking for the job.
The interview.
Are you sure? Oh, yes. And now then, I would like you to work in pairs now, okay? And now let's see the interview. Let's see some more, the most common interview questions, okay? So what do you think you are asked, or what can you ask at all? Can you ask any questions at all in the interview? Can you ask questions?
No, you are asked.
You are asked, that's right. So, or Dora, what did you say? You can, okay. But be careful. If you remember, we mentioned that there are some questions which are not really advisable to ask, right? What's that? Yes, the Hungarian people, yeah, they want to know something about the sense of kind of people, but that's all right. But please be careful. So not the first question should be, right? So I give you 1 or 2 minutes, and now then take your exercise books and put down some questions, some common questions for the interview. So what do you think that can be asked, okay? So the interviewer can ask you some questions. Let's see what are the most common questions. So work in pairs, please. Work in pairs. So interview questions and then some. 2, 3, you can put down 2, 3 questions. You don't have your phone? Work together, okay, work together. Share with your questions at least?
Yes.
Have you? Okay. And now then, first I would like you to have a look at the slide, okay? And now then, just tell me if you add something more, okay? So let's look at the questions first. Look at the questions. Can you see them all? Mm-hmm. More, so not these ones. If you have different questions, then I would like you to share with us, okay? So who has different ones? Shara, you have a different one? Okay.
Maybe about our personal habits, like do we smoke or drinking, maybe, and
okay.
About
do you think that it's an important question? Do you smoke, do you drink?
No.
They don't care. Christus says this
doesn't matter. Maybe about smoke, I've heard they care about it because there are breaks between work where smokers go out and...
It's an interesting question, isn't it? It's a surprising one. Yes,
I've heard.
It's okay, yeah. It's no problem. Yeah, okay, so... it's a kind of interesting question, yeah. Okay, yes, Sarah, what else?
And they can ask you about your family status, if you have a wife or husband, or do you have children?
Uh-huh. Yes, so do you think that they ask you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Especially who?
Women.
Women, yes. And why is it important?
Because they will go.
Because you left.
Yes, you will leave, okay. And do you remember what's the word when they are going, they are leaving their jobs because of childbirth?
Pathfinder.
Paid holiday, then child care. Benefit, yeah. Okay, so they're going on childcare benefit. That's right. Yeah. So it was a long time ago when we were talking about this one. Yeah. Okay, it's an important question, especially for women. Yes, very good. Yes. Okay, this pair. What did you find, Chara?
We found finally we chose our company.
Yes. Yes. Why did you choose especially our company? Yes, it's not there. Yeah. It's a good question. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yes. They wonder, right? They wonder. Okay.
And they can also ask you about your job experiences.
Yes, right, if it's not there. Okay, Krista, please.
If it's group work, then they can ask you about your skills, like you have good communication skills.
That's right. Do you remember that there was a very fashionable word, team worker.
Yes.
So are you a team worker or not? Or can you become a team worker? Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good point. Yes, Christy. What else? Boys, your pair, have you found anything else except these ones?
Why should we choose you?
Why should we choose you? Yes. Can you convince them? Yeah, can you convince them? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the most suitable person because, and then you say your presentation.
Yes,
yeah,
you have several positive things.
Of course. And do you think that they will believe it? Just positive things and nothing bad. Yeah.
They will
see
that you are trying.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So it's okay. Yeah, Shara?
They can ask what's your motivation?
Yes, motivation. What kind of motivation do you have? Yes, Gergő, what did you find with Levi? Do you think that they can ask this question? Do you have any hobbies? What kind of hobbies do you have?
Yeah.
Does it make any sense for them?
Maybe just to get to know him a bit better.
Yes.
So what kind of person
are you? Are you a lazy person or you like activities? So?
That's right. Well, are you a daredevil, right?
Yes.
A brave person or not shy, right? Can you mention anything, any kind of hobby, and they can just say, yeah, it's a brave person, it's a daredevil person.
Some extreme sports, like bungee jumping or something like that.
Yes. Mountain climbing.
Yes, okay. Car racing, yes. Yes. And let's see, if you are shy, what kind of hobbies will you mention then?
Really?
Mainly indoor activities. And then, are you an amateur that you will say, yeah, okay, so I like reading, watching TV, watching videos, sitting at home, and they can say, yeah, it's a shy person, so we don't need him or her. Are you so amateur then? I don't think so.
Maybe they can tell how impressive and how hardworking you are about your hobby, because there are hobbies that need special attention and a lot of work.
Yes, it's true. Yes, okay. Yes. So then, I think if you can just find something interesting, you can just put it down, okay? So please put down some, okay? Some good ideas. Why should we hire you? It's a good question. I like this question. Yeah, why should we hire you? Try to convince them, right? Convince them. I'm the most suitable because, okay? So why should we hire you? So it's a very good question.
What are your weaknesses?
Yes, what are your weaknesses? Yeah, You should be honest, right? You should
yes.
be honest.
They
maybe.
Will see that if you're not.
Yeah.
It's a good point that you know what you can do and what you can't.
Very good. Nobody is a 100% person, right? Nobody. So many people think so.
You should apply.
Of course. Of course, you shouldn't tell everything, every
yes.
negative point.
Yes.
About every negative thing, so every weaknesses, of course, but you can just mention some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now that there's another good point. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What is it about? I mean, this question. What does it refer to?
Future plans.
Future plans? Maybe family. But do you think that mainly you should concentrate on family here?
No.
No, they wonder what you would like to get here, to achieve here in this job and?
In that position, do you see yourself?
Uh-huh. And then when you start somewhere and you can just have a way.
Promotion,
that's right, okay. So, are you for promotion or you will be in a position and then you will just sit there and stay there, or you would like to get some more, you would like to achieve some more?
Do you
yeah.
believe in yourself?
Of course, yes.
Or you will be a lawyer or you will leave the company?
Yes, okay. Can they count on you or you will just...
And maybe if you have more strength and maybe you can access your weaknesses.
Of course, yes. Okay, so did you copy them down, some of them?
Yes,
okay. Right, so then you were at the job interview, and then what comes after? Let's see, let's go on with the steps. You went there, you answered the questions.
They decided if they want to hire you or not.
Yes. Do you have to wait long?
Sometimes,
okay. And maybe you have to wait for ages because you will never get an answer, right? Does it happen? Can it happen?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, in our modern world, in the rat race, it can happen that you won't get an answer, right? And then what do? You will be disappointed and depressed or?
Angry.
Angry? Yes, okay. I've never thought of that. You're angry. And then what will you do then?
Apply for another.
Yeah. Yeah. Apply for another and then apply.
Never give up.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the strategy. You are teenagers. You are growing up. Yeah. And in our modern world, yeah. So you should be really positive and then never give up. Of course. That's the strategy now. Yes. Okay. And now then. So you will hire you or not. So then let's another slide then. Okay. If it goes. Okay, so let's be positive and optimistic, right? And maybe you will be hired. And now then you have some expectations. So I'd like you to have a look at it, but they are complicated for me. So Christy just put some complicated phrases on it. So I would like you to find or try to tell some less complicated things, right? So do you remember that we have covered it in the at the intermediate level? What are your job expectations?
Working conditions.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
Benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Watches, benefits.
Values.
Oh, it's very good. Yeah, very good point again. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Promotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh, yes, uh-huh, sick leave. Yeah, can you go on sick leave or not?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the working hours is getting this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we have mentioned some and the supervision. So I liked this phrase here, Christine. So let's see, supervision. Would you just have a look at it? Can you just read it? Having an immediate supervisor who is competent, considerate, and fair. So what does it refer to here? That's right. Okay, so you should cooperate with the boss, right? With your employer, and of course, it's very important to be fair, right? To be fair. Okay, and type of work, as you said, another one, yes. Can you mention some more? Can you add some more that comes to your mind at an advanced level? So because they were at the intermediate level and now then at the advanced level, can you just add some more? You haven't read anything in Ignaz Pfeiffer, no more things. Okay, let's go on then. My favorite topic, my dream job. Yeah, so it's about a person in the class, and now then, I would like everybody now to work individually, okay? You get 2-3 minutes. You can see, just very shortly, so not a kind of composition I would like you to have, just a few sentences, and if you have a motto, then you can just put it down, okay? Because Christy had a motto. It's a good motto. It's a kind of wise saying, or a kind of good piece of advice. Is it clear? So I give you 2-3 minutes, and now then just a few sentences about your dream job and a good piece of advice for the future. Okay? Is it clear? Fine. So, individual work. Now not pair work, okay? Individual. So put it down. So my dream job, okay? I would like you to put down my dream job. Okay, so the topic was jobs and work. Different levels, as we said. And now that we have some things, and now let's see my dream job. So it's about dreaming, right? It's about dreaming or daydreaming. Of course, if it's not true, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. We are just playing with the topic, right? We're just playing with the topic. Never mind, if you have no idea what to write down, then you can do it at home. Okay, you can think it over at home. So next time I would like you to tell something about it. And now who has any idea, I would like to hear that, okay? So who would like to say that? Okay, Rani, please.
My dream job is being a writer. So it would be really perfect for me that if I just could sit at home almost all the time with my notes and I just write on my laptop and
Can you just share any topics with us? So what's your topic? What are your topics? Are there any favorite topics that you would like to write about?
Fantasy and image models, but it can be something bigger.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so some years later maybe we will have a famous writer. Yeah, famous writer from our class. Yes, okay. Anybody else who would like to share it with us? Arkos, please.
I plan to work for a few years only, and then there are a few years.
Okay, but what about the dream job? You would like to work for a few years and then for a few days, or what did you say? Okay, it's like an interesting idea. Yeah, interesting idea. Yeah, okay, so you would like to be self-employed, right? Self-employed. Child, please. Yeah, good idea.
I want to be a psychologist or a biologist because I have biology and I find interest in the nature of human beings. And
yes. Okay, right. Yes, and now then, who else would like to share? Okay, let me, let's see yours.
I always wanted to earn a living by fishing. yes, and I can imagine that I try out new techniques or routes and new places in the world, and then with big companies, who has several new products, and I will try them, and I will get a good salary for that, and then I can go fishing.
So something to do with fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Anybody else? One more. We can just listen to. No more. All the others are really unsure about their future. Okay, but it will be your homework. Yeah. Just 2-3 sentences about it. Yes. Did you like Christy's idea?
Yeah.
IT is my life. I like this part of the sentence. IT is my life. Yes. Okay. Now let's see another. What do you think comes next? What haven't we covered? Christy, you don't remember. I don't remember
maybe
either.
Maybe about arguments about.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Something like that. It will come later. Working problems, What level is it?
Advanced
level. And now, have you read the exam five killer? Because unemployment and employment was there, right? Was there. And now then, I would like you to try to tell something about the problems, okay? What kind of problems can come up when we are talking about this topic? You can just have a look at it. It can help you if you have some idea. Let me please.
Maybe you can get rid of your boss because you don't agree with him or her all the time, and then it could be so annoying.
Yeah.
It can destroy your career even.
So. Okay. So the relationships, right? Relationships between colleagues.
Just inside the office.
I see. The atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Is it so important that the atmosphere should be good when at your workplace?
Yeah. It means a lot, I think.
Yes, this is
me. My brother has a really big problem at the place where he works because his colleagues are not too good in IT, so he has to do all the works.
He works for the others as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. All the others have salaries, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Racha, please.
The satisfaction, because I think salary and payment should be equal to your work. Always.
Especially in Hungary, right? In Hungary, this is a problem, right? This is a problem. Yeah, the payment. Okay, and now then, unemployment is there. It's caused by the growth of population. How? What was the link between the two? Population and unemployment. Yes, okay. And now then, what can people do? So for example, look out of the window. They are not here, but sometimes they are working here in the park. Who are these people? Are they unemployed?
No.
Not really?
They work for the government.
for the government, yes, do you remember
community.
What we call it? Yeah, community work, that's it. You do some kind of community work. Do you do community work as well?
For free.
Hmm?
For free.
For free, that's right. Okay, so they are paid, but you weren't paid, right? You weren't paid. Okay, right, so unemployment. And now then, I know that you are not politicians and you are not the prime minister and any kind of ministers, but try to imagine that you are. And you have to try to solve the problem of unemployment. What kind of solution can you offer? What kind of solution can you offer? How to solve it? Is it a hard question for you? Is it hard?
Yes.
Is it hard? Okay, so let's change it. So, is there a kind of solution at all to solve this problem that everybody works? Let's see, everybody works in Hungary.
Maybe.
Is it possible, or is it just a dream?
No, maybe not everybody, just the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also good.
Think about the
problems.
Communists.
Well, it's many people don't work because the salary they would get is almost the same amount that they get with not working because of the benefits.
So no motivation, right? No motivation. If the salaries are higher, yeah, it's okay. But
so
if it's equal,
it's almost the same, but they have to do nothing.
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
And nowadays it's easier to have 8 or 9 children with no salary, but because you get some money from
yeah.
the government.
Benefits, as he
yes.
said. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
They shouldn't get welfare if they aren't
working. Yeah, we say that, but they still get. Right? They still get. Laura, please.
I think we should encourage people to work and make them.
Yeah, motivation as Gerardo said, yeah? Okay, so the motivation is very important. And what's the most important motivation?
Money.
The higher salary, yeah. The higher the salary, the bigger the motivation, right? Is it true? Of course. Yes, okay, right. And now then, that's what you said, that a harder topic will come. What kind of topic is this?
Arguments.
Yeah, arguments for and against. Okay, and now then, I would like you to have a look at the slide again. And if you remember that in your book did you have that one? The for and against in the writing? Will you be your own boss, or is it better to be an employee? Do you remember?
Yes.
This was the topic about. Okay, so then, I would like you to open your books now. Okay, take your books. And now compare the slide and compare the writing exercise, okay? Which page is it? Who remembers? 113. Okay, so please look at the slide and compare the ideas in the writing exercise, okay? And the writing exercise. I give you 1 or 2 minutes. You can underline if you want to, but I simply underline it sometime. You are familiar with the text because we have read it. So, and now then, let's add some more. Okay, what you have read in the writing exercise. So what can you add to being an employee? What can you add there from the text? Ákos, have you found anything? What's the advantage? So why is it good, for example?
Maybe it's more stable. If you have stuff, you can use everything.
Yes, it's more stable. You have a monthly payment. We mean that? Yeah. Okay.
Not
right.
Not as risky as building your own.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Less risk. Right.
Yeah. It's a safe monthly income for you.
Yes. Okay. Anything else you should have?
Maybe if you are an employee and the company which is your working for fails, it could have another manager or boss, and you won't lose your job.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So you can move from one company to the other if it closes down. Yeah, I see. Okay. What else?
You don't have to make a big decision.
Yes. Okay. Not big responsibility, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Another, let's say, self-employed. What can you add from the text? Have you found anything that you can add to it?
Maybe
please.
It can be good for you because you can do what you really believe. So it provides you more freedom than working for a job.
Yes. Okay. Freedom or independence,
yes.
Right? More you are freer, you are more independent. Yeah. You feel at least. Yeah. What else? Esther, have you found this in there? What is
next?
Yes. Your bosses, right? Your bosses. You are your own boss, right? Your own boss.
You are not being told.
You can get a big profit, or you can earn a lot of money if your company is so successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you remember this word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or freelancer, yeah. Okay. Well, it's almost the same as being self-employed. Right, and now then, let's see, who would vote for being self-employed when you grow up? So let's see, who would like to become self-employed? Hands up.
Okay.
Yes. Half of you. And all the others would vote for a more stable, right, position or, job. Yeah, and now let's go on, another one. Working abroad. So, for and against, again, but I haven't written anything there. It's up to you what you have written there, okay? And now that I remind you to work in two groups, okay? Work in two groups. Join them. And now then, you will be forced, okay? You will be forced and you will be against, right? You will be against. So, list up some arguments for and some against, and then we are going to have a debate about it, okay? It's not new for you because we have done so. Right, I give you some more minutes, okay? 3-4 minutes. And one is taking notes, and the other is analyzing ideas, okay? So we have two groups, okay? So we just.
Yes.
That's
nice.
This is not more like Ami Ákos, jó rendjén. Elephant, yeah, okay, and Esther, you could just share your idea with them.
Yeah.
Okay, how many have you collected?
10.
Oh, and
okay,
so many.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
correct. So many, and now that I have to use the case, it's a useful language, you know, when you are talking about it. Yeah, and now then? Are you going to collect some more? Oh, you run out. You run out of ideas.
Maybe you are. So they are more loyal to you, or you know, they like you better.
Okay, and now then, I like you to use the phrases, the useful language when we are debating, right? When we are going to have a debate. So do you remember any kind of, can you recall any kind of use of phrases? Okay, so let's say I finish and you have finished, then we will start. Okay, can we start?
Yes.
Can we start the debate? Can we? Okay, so we'll just turn to that, okay, towards that. You can use your notes, okay, you can use your notes. And now then, I would like you to tell or collect some useful phrases, okay? So let's see some useful language while I'm debating. Okay, a debate. So let's see some useful phrases. Okay, so can you just tell some?
On the one hand, on the other hand.
Okay, on the one hand, on the other hand.
One of the greatest advantages.
On the other hand, yes. One of the greatest advantages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest. Is yes, okay. Some more. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you are very nice. Yeah. You know them. You didn't forget them. Okay, you didn't forget them. Okay, so let's start it. Okay, so turn towards them. Turn towards them. And now let's see who will start and use the useful languages there. Okay, so who will start it? Which part? Four? That is the fourth. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So why is it good to work abroad? So let's see then.
I think one of the greatest advantages is that you can travel to other countries and you can see the world only by working for another company abroad.
But the traveling can be very expensive.
Okay, so
happy. Yes. Yes, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe it's worth it to just broaden your mind and to discover our new world, which we are living in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if you are working abroad, the life is more expensive in a foreign country.
Yeah, but on the other hand, abroad you get more salary, so.
So that's the end of this line. Yeah?
Yes.
That's the end of. So okay, so let's start again. Okay, so let's start again. Yes. Okay.
But you have no qualifications. Your working conditions are worse than the conditions.
Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. So is it worse going abroad to wash up somewhere?
I think abroad they don't care about your qualifications, but your skills, what you can do,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
They don't care about it if you have a degree or not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not always legal. I mean, employers abroad doesn't always want to that foreign workers work there, so they don't register it.
They do the same here, so.
Yes. It's the same case in Hungary, as Ákos said. Uh-huh. Okay. No, no, no. Rani, would you say something?
If you go to work abroad, you can practice and improve your language skills, or even you can learn a new one because the country is the best language teacher.
Mm-hmm. How would you react to it?
But I think it's very hard to learn.
Tell her.
Very hard to learn foreign language, and you don't have any teachers, just you and.
He doesn't agree with you. Okay, what would you say to her then?
I think it's so much easier. I know a lot of guy friends who have spent time abroad.
Mm-hmm. And wait a minute, if you go abroad and you just learn the language there, what do you do with the language? There is a phrasal verb. You pick it up. You pick up the language, yeah? So you pick up and you know everything, yeah.
I know that because I met some students from abroad. They are studying here now. Mm-hmm. And they can pretty much speak Hungarian. And I couldn't believe it. They have spent here about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And they answered everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not the literate English, not the written English, but the spoken one. Yes, every day, not English, every Hungarian there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Ergő doesn't agree with you. Yeah, okay. No, Ákos, please.
Going to a teacher is the right way to learn English. Yes. It's all about practice.
Uh-huh. It's not good if you go to a teacher.
So it's the best in the home now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the start, I think it can be really hard. So you don't know the language, you don't know anyone, you don't have friends, and you can be really alone.
You are an alien there. You are an alien without money, or with just Hungarian forints that you changed into some kind of currency.
For example, if you are a white collar worker and you have a lot of experience and you go abroad and do your job and you follow your experience and do it very well, you could have a better chance of promotion.
So than here in Hungary.
Yes, and they could respect you better.
But what about your personality? What should it be like? You are an alien there, as Shara said. And what should it be? What should you be like?
Self-confident.
Of course, self-determined, self-confident, and well qualified, as you said.
And this situation is not always true because you can have family members or friends who can live there.
You join your relatives, you mean? Uh-huh, I see.
You can turn them for help.
Uh-huh, yes.
But not all the countries are the same, so there are places where people can judge you just by your nationality.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the country, you see, where you go, right? Uh-huh, very good point.
Yeah, it's just like Arthur said, it's the same case
in Hungary because the Hungarian people judge the Gypsies and the others, like Romania and Romanians and the... But not just the people from other countries, but even each other.
We have prejudices, right? Prejudice, yeah, unfortunately.
Maybe just to turn to an advantage what Shara said, that yeah, it's really hard to make new friends, but it's a great thing that you can make connections, new friends, and of course it's not easy, but it's worth it, I think.
Have you heard about stories that you were a shy person here, you went abroad, and you became a kind of open-minded person? Have you heard about such kind of stories? Of course, it can happen, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I think any experience is a good lesson, whether it's a bad or a good one. Mm-hmm. You learn.
You learn, of course, yeah. You learn. So girls, what do you react? Dora, what do you react to that?
They can't.
You can miss them, right? You can miss them. Did they come with you?
Yeah.
No.
You know.
Okay, so there are some kind of colonies abroad. Hungarian colonies, Chinese colonies, I mean colony, you know, and quote unquote. And now that they are there, they are closed communities and they speak their own languages. Hmm? Then?
Then I think if I would go, then I would try to practice that language and not to talk Hungarian.
Not to talk Hungarian. Okay.
Yes.
So you would escape from Hungarian people. You would run away.
Because I went out, especially for speaking for Hungarian.
Of course,
you
practicing.
Can come there anytime you want to Hungarian. If you have an opportunity to go out.
And it's a great story for your life.
Of course. A great adventure, right?
Yes.
A good adventure for you.
Yeah, and it's better to go to Hungary from abroad than you go to abroad from Hungary, because if you go there, there always will be somebody who waits for you to go home and
I see, okay.
But that is the cultural differences that I heard native people.
Cultural differences, multiculturalisms, especially at that moment in Europe. So how are you with that? Would you go to London to work now?
Yeah.
To Berlin? To Paris?
Yeah.
Yes. Really?
You can pick up the culture.
Okay, but it is becoming more and more multicultural, I mean, Europe. Is it a good point?
Everybody has to take risk.
Yes.
Okay, so life is risk. Life is a game, a big adventure, and of course, risk. Yeah? Okay, so it equals with this. Okay, right. What else? Anything else? Can you just convince them somehow that it's bad abroad? It's better to work here? I mean, in Hungary? No more ideas?
I think there are other norms and time zones.
Jet lag, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, right. So then, this group would go abroad. Who would go abroad? Hands up. Who would go abroad to work?
Just maybe for just some years.
For just some years and for the whole life?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, yes. Okay, and here, there are the skeptics, so I just put you into groups. And are you skeptic about working abroad? No? Who is not skeptic about? Yeah, okay. Most of you. Yes, okay. You are dreaming still, yeah? You are dreaming teenagers. And you are dreaming of a better future, not always in Hungary, but abroad. Okay, I always said, okay, go. Travel and see the world. And then, of course, try your opportunities, the possibilities, the chances, and you will see. Right? You will see when you are growing up, you will be more mature, and you will see what's good for you. And then you can always change, right? There is always a chance to change, yeah? Nothing is for a whole life, right? Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. You should take this, as Levi said. Right, okay. And now then, I think this was the last thing that I... Yeah, that's the end. That's the end of the slide. And the slides. I think that we have covered anything, I mean everything about this topic, everything, because the basic ones, you know, the intermediate level and even the advanced level. Have you read anything in the exam five killer which you have to add here now about unemployment or employment? There's another title, employment. What additional information could you read there? Have you read it? You read them? Okay, Kristi, what additional info?
The position of women.
Very good. Yes, women working. Yeah. Okay. Workers. Women workers. Yeah. Have you heard the phrase "career women"? Yeah, okay. So yeah, very good point. Mm-hmm. I would like to get back to your seats. Okay, get back to your seats, please. And put down this one. Yeah, put down this one. So let's have the exact five pillar then, okay? Yeah, okay. Women. So working women, yes. Or career women, yes, okay. We can discuss it, we can have a debate about it as well. If women have to work, if they have to be career women or not, yeah. Another point for debate, yeah. What else? Levi, you wanted to say something.
Yes, I wanted to say the free flow of work from workforce in the European Union.
Yes, very good. Okay, we haven't mentioned free flow of workforce.
Yes.
Yeah? Or can you say a second word for work?
Labor,
very good, yes. Labor force, yeah. In the EU, yeah, in the European Union. Yes, in the European Union. Yeah, it's another good point. And now then, can you just tell me some phrases that are used for free flow? What are they doing with our qualified people?
Brain drain.
Brain drain, that's right. Brain drain or I said another phrase for you, what maybe you have read about it, migration of brains, right?
Yes.
Brain migration. Yeah? So this is another phrase for that. Brain migration. Yes, it's a very good point. Yeah, I think you know what we are talking about. And now then, can you mention any kind of position that where it's a very problematic thing when the brain drain is happening?
Doctors.
Yeah. Doctors, and not just doctors, but everybody who works for healthcare in that system, right? For healthcare system. What do you say? For other people. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else? Any other points, Christy?
Discrimination.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
For example, aging people and young people, gypsies.
So advanced topics, additional, yeah, so additional advanced topics. because we are additional one that we have read. Uh-huh. So discrimination. Discrimination of workers, Christy, did you say that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of workers, yes. Of workers. Okay. Aged, okay, aging. Can you say women?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. Women, for example, yes. Okay, did you say something else?
Skin color.
Yeah, okay. So, colored.
Disabled people.
Colored people. Disabled, yeah, very good, Christy, another good point, yes, disabled people, yeah, the disabled, yeah, okay, so don't forget about that. Okay, Larry, what do you
want to add? I just wanted to say that it's also called as the glass ceiling, that somebody is not allowed to get higher somewhere because these reasons.
That's right, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have talking about the retirement. So, retirement.
Uh-huh, it's a problem?
Or maybe, yes.
We can talk about it, yeah.
Because there are less workplaces, because the older people have to work.
Have you heard about the retirement age?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's problematic as well, right?
Others wouldn't
Retired, you mean that?
Not get retired because there wouldn't be enough money to...
To finance, yeah, to finance it, okay.
And in addition, if you work abroad in an illegal way,
you are not registered in the Hungarian retirement system,
yeah.
So you can get less money if you are retired.
Yeah, or if maybe then you won't have that, those years, right? Registered anywhere, and then they will be lost, right? They will be lost.
And maybe you are, if you are self-employed, and you, so if you are self-employed, you couldn't get retired.
Yeah, or you can get retired, of course, because they have the retired age as well. But maybe their retirement benefit won't be so high,
yes.
Yeah, as for employees. Okay, right. Any more additional advanced topics that you have read? Anything else? Nothing else. Okay. Right. So then, I think that's all about this topic. Okay, that's all. I don't think that we can just put any more things into this set, right? Because we have covered it so with so detailed infos and so detailed material that if you are going to an advanced language exam, then it won't be a problem for you. It won't be a problem for you at all. Right, and now then, I think that's the end of this lesson now, okay? So we finish it here. And now then, thank you for your cooperation. You were very active today. You were very active today. And that's all for today, okay? So, and you...